Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. This year for this month is sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan in honor of their newest grandchildren, Eliza Rochel and Rafal Simcha. We should always cheer in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, beginning of Halacha Zayin in the Baran Daf Mem Vov Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Poi Refes ala Evin v'ala Egoiz v'ala Mudbeya. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the Medoyos, the people, the women that live in Madai, the way they used to go out is Prufois. What is Prufois? They put in a type of scarf and they tie it together with a piece of stone. So says the Mishnah here, they can use a stone, they can use a nut, and they can use a coin. As long as he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he doesn't wrap it around on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tanya of Shumin Galil Oimer, only when we talk about a coin or a stone, so she cannot do that on Shabbos. Second of Mizayev Amud Aleph. Habeegois, but the nut, mutar, pishumitaltal, because you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. So says the Gemara of Avad, Ba'avo, Asodam Shurim Gamliel, Ke Rebbe. That's the Girso of Reb Chaim. It goes as she does Rebbe. Come on to Rebbe Omar, Dova Shumitaltal Mutar, Kerem Shurim Gamliel Omer, Dova Shumitaltal Mutar. Meaning, we saw before, the Rebbe says regarding a golden tooth or a shen teves, a replacement tooth, that if you're allowed to take it on Shabbos, and he was not choshish, then maybe it's going to fall and she's going to pick it up. So here as well, Rebbe says, we're not choshish that these items that she's putting on the putting it into her scarf will fall, she'll put it back on Shabbos. That's what Rebbe says, you could do it around the eggoys on Shabbos. But according to Rabbanon, because you're choshish, if something falls, they're going to put it back on Shabbos and take it in Shus Rabbi for Amis. So that's why they say you're never allowed to do it on Shabbos itself. It has to be done always before Shabbos. Even something which is metaltel, you're not allowed to attach the scarf to it on Shabbos and go out with it to Shus Rabbim, because if it will fall, maybe you'll put it back. So if you know you can't do it on Shabbos, they'll never put it back, and you take away the chashash of walking with it in Shus Rabbim. Halacha ches zog de mishnah. Hakiteya yoitze bekav shaloi divir Rabbi Yosi. Meaning the amputee can go out on Shabbos with his prosthesis. And referring here to something specific that goes in the top of his current leg, even though his leg is cut. But if you have, whatever you put there on top of his leg to use that, to be able to walk with it, that's his shoe. And the same way he could go out with shoes on Shabbos, so that's why he could go out with his kav. Rabbi Meir Oyser, Meir says it's Usser. Ramirez says this is not the main way that he's leaning on it in order to be able to walk. He's walking on his stretches. And this is just for him to seem to look like he has a leg, he has an end to his leg. So that's why it's not considered to be a shoe. If this kav has a space in it to put in there something soft in order to make it easier for him to use it, so then it becomes tome. Why? Because the rule regarding tumo is anything that has a base kibul, anything that has a receptacle in it, it gets tumo. If it's not, it's pshute kleyetz, it's a flat piece of wood, and then it does not get tumo. So if the only thing, the only item that you put into this kav is the leg of the amputee, so that's not considered to be an item that goes in it, because the body is not considered to be an item that goes in it. But if there's space in it to put mukhi, to put something soft, so then it has a base kibul and gets to smuchus shaloi, his stilts, which means an amputee in both legs has some kind of an instrument that he uses and that he pushes himself on the floor. So that's called tumei midras. What's tumei midras? Tumas midras is anything that someone who has a tumor of ziva, anything that he sits on or he leans on, makes a tumei midras. This is already something that he's actually leaning on. He could go out with it on Shabbos, even according to Ramir, because this is actually a shoe. He could go with it into the Azor. Because even though you're not allowed to go with a shoe into the Azor, for this purpose, it's not considered to be a shoe. Because it's not on the edge of his leg. Kise, a chair. The best way to define it today is a wheelchair. But the chair, we're talking about an amputee who cannot really use his feet at all. And he's sitting on chairs and he's moving himself by when he's sitting on the chair. So smuchas shaloi tmei midras. Now the chair those days was close to the ground. So they used to make smuchas, which means some kind of a wrap around the feet so you won't get hurt. So it's tmei midras. They get tmei midras. And according to the Gears of the Bavli, referring to both, meaning both the chair And these items that put on the end of the feet that he leans on him are tar midras because it's considered to be something he sits on and leans on. And if he's a zav, he has zivo, so it will make it tumah and the tumah called tumas midras. He cannot use it on Shabbos because this is not mamish used for walking, so it's not considered to be part of the clothing of this amputee. Referring to specifically to the smuchos, the ones that go on his feet, he can't go within to the azara because they're on the edge of his foot, and it really is a shoe for the purpose of the azara. An ektomim, we'll see in the Gemara, is a type of costume that has a donkey figure and it's made to scare the kids. So it's tehoyim, it's doesn't get tumo, ve'en yoytzim bahem. It's tar because it doesn't have a base kibul, doesn't have a receptacle into it, and it's not a clothing, so you can't go with it out with it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Shmuel, my yoytzim boy mishum sandal v'nechassim boy, referring to the kiteh with his kav, with his prosthesis, it is a shoe for Shabbos, and you go within the azara. So says the Gemara Rabbi Yane Makshe, yoytzim boy mishum sandal, you say you can go within on Shabbos. Who's sandal? It means it's a shoe. Nichasimu la azara ve'ino sandal. But then you go into the azara, you now go shoes into the azara. So then for that, it's not a shoe. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Mano, that's the Gisor Rav Chaim, Adi Avos Makshel El Shmuel, Kashios Al Demastisin. Why are you asking this question only in Shmuel? Ask this question in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Smuchus Shaloi, his stilts, Tmei Midras, have a din of two as Midras, because he leans on it, yoytzim im Shabbos. You can go within Shabbos. It's part of his considered to be a shoe. Fenichnosim im Azor. You go within the Azor. So it's not a shoe for the Azor. So what do you see from here? There's a difference between Shabbos and Azor. Shabbos, anything that's needed for walking, you can use it on Shabbos. For the Azor, it has to do with covet. Only something which is not derech covet, the shoe which goes on the edge of the leg, that's not mechubet. You can't go with it into the Azor. But if it's something which is a little longer, a little larger, and it's more of a clothing, you're allowed to go there into the Azara. So not everything which is a shoe for Shabbos is going to be a shoe for the Azara. Omar Amano, Amor, Soifo, the Lacey, Pligal, the Shmuel. I'll bring a rabbi also from the end of the Mishnah that's not arguing with Shmuel, meaning that agrees with the Shmuel's concept. Because it says, when Nafim Zayin with Beis, Ki says, Smuch Shaloit, Mei Midras, and Yoitzim, Mei Shabbos, Fenichrasim, Mei Lazaro. So you have the kis, you have the chair, and you have the smuchos that he puts on the feet when he uses the chair. It gets tumas medrash, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. You now go with the Mishabes, means it's not a shoe, but still any chosim ba'azor, you can't go with it into the Azara. So you see, it is a shoe for the Azara, but it's not a shoe for Shabbos. So you see, it's not the same. Kedir is the one that quotes the Mishnah, then in katomim tohoirin ven yoitzim, hey, maurin katomim tohoirin, what is it? Omar avo, hunus katmim chamro diyado. Meaning the word is a combination of two words, hunim katmim, and it means, what does it mean, hunim katmim? It means chamro diyodo. It's a donkey, which is midade, which you can move with it and scare the kids with the shape of the donkey. Halochades zog de mishnah. Habonim yoytzim b'ksharim ubnei melochim b'zugim. So ksharim we'll see in the Gemara, it's some knots that you put something on a person's body, and it's meant for refuah. So regular people can do the ksharim. And b'nei melochim, the princes, go with zugim with bells. V'chol adam, and everybody could go with bells. El shadimu chachoyim b'oive, that usually the princes go with bells. Yoytzim b'beitza sachargol, go with the egg of a locust. U'v'shein shel shul, a tooth of a fox. U'v'masmer hatzoluv, a nail from a crucified person. And all these things we will do mishum refuo divrei Rabbi Yosi. Ramei oiser af bechoil mishum darkei haemoiri. Ramei says you're not allowed to do it even the weekday because this is not considered to be regular refuo, regular medicine. But this is darkei haemoiri. Darkei haemoiri is what the goyim used to do, and this includes anything that the goyim did it for any reason. Either they did it because of a desert purposes, because of sorcery, because of some omen or sign. All that is included in darkei haemoiri that you're not allowed to do, and these are some of the signs they used to do, and therefore Am Yisrael is prohibited from doing it. Says the Gemara, Yoytzim b'ksharim, the boys go b'ksharim. What is ksharim? Says the Gemara, b'kishrei pua, a type of seed that they use it for refuah. B'nei melochim bezugim with bells. Rav Zeir Omar bezugim shebatzavara, bells that go on his neck. Ma'u v'chol odo, what does mean every person? Ben k'tani anim, ben k'tani ashir, meaning youngsters, children go out with it. Doesn't matter if they're poor or they're rich. That's what is included in the Mishnah, but not adults. Rav Eli Omar bezugim shebiksusoi, We're not talking about bells that connect to the neck. We're talking about bells that are part of the clothing. Because we're talking about something which is connected to the clothing, there's no chashash is going to fall. So even adults could go out with these bells. Masizo pligo Rav Zehiro, Bryce argues with Rav Zehiro because it says, Yoytze odom b'zugin shemeksusoy v'no yoytze b'zugin shemetzavor. So we're clearly talking about bells that are connected to the clothing, not to the neck. Says the Gemara, l'kan v'gedolin, kan v'ketanim. It's not a question, because in the Mishnah we're talking about children. There we talk about the neck, the adults can't go out with it, because it may fall and they'll pick it up. But when it's connected to the clothing, even gedolin can go out with it. So Gemara, yoytze beitze chagol, with the egg of a locust, tav loyden, it's good for the ear. Or b'shen shel shul, the tooth of a fox, it's good for sleeping purposes. If you take a tooth of a live fox, it makes a person not fall asleep. If you take a tooth of a dead fox, it helps a person fall asleep. With masper atzolu, the nail from a person who was crucified, tav le'abavito, or another gear says akavito, a type of swelling. They bring the gears of our Mishnah and they say the opposite. The Remeir is the one who's Matir, Rabbi Yitzchak is the one who's Oyser. But Rabbi Chanino, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Kemastis, he has the gears of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Ravo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Kol Shu, Merape, Inbo Mishun Dar Kemori. Anything that does heal, that's actual medicine, there's no issue of Dar Kemori to act like the Goyim. And the Gemara now is going to bring a few examples. Darge dargibas is a type of lachash, a type of whisper that people use. Mishum darke emori, it's also because of darke emori. Rabbi Yehuda Omar mishum dagoin avodazara. It's more than darke emori, it's how much avodazara. Because they use this word of target to refer to dagoin. Dagoin is avodazara, as the pasuk says, roish dog of ishtekabos yadov. Doinu dani, someone says that my barrel should get better. Shun darke emori, that's darke emori. Mishun dan avodazara, he's referring to avodazara. So you see, referring to avodazara with this word. Lav lav mishun darke emori. Lav lav is another lachash. This is avodazara mamish because it says vayoyimru lokel surimenu v'dasu chechol yechofatzu. So we're using the lokel, the lamed aleph there, and the lamed aleph in the pasuk to say loy twice. A person has a bone which is stuck in his throat. He put it on his head. That's a refu. That's something which you know as a refu. I mean, the Torah says not to do nachash. Nachash means to make signs based on things that happened. So he says you can't just do a nachash which says this is a sign. But there is such a thing called a sign coming from Shemayim. If there's three signs, that means it's a real sign. It's not considered to be nichush. What's how do we say that? Yaakov Inu says Rachel died when I came for Potam. So that's one sorrow, one sign. Continues the Gemara. Yosef inenu, that's sign number two. Veshimun inenu is sign number three. Ves Binyamin tikachu v'goymer. Meaning, Yaakov Avinu took it as a sign, not to send Binyamin, because he got already three signs from Shemayim that things are going wrong for him. That he has a bad mazel. So it's not a nichush if you're relying on three signs. That's what the Gemara is saying. Meaning, that's not considered to be a problem of nichush, because it's considered to be a real sign coming from Shemayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Yom Zayin.